Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Team Toby Positive Radio Show with your host, Charmaine Hammond. Join us each week as Charmaine and her Team Toby Pack improve lives by teaching kindness, acceptance, and respect. Our mission is to get listeners into the conversation about living a fulfilled, prosperous life through the unique and powerful animal-human bond. Be part of the team and lead the way of change. Find us on the web, Facebook, and YouTube at The Original Team Toby and on Twitter at Team Toby 2. Here's your host, Charmaine Hammond.
Welcome, everyone. It's Charmaine Hammond with Positive Radio, and we have one of the most positive guests I've ever brought to the show, Ken Cragen. You may know his name from We Are the World, Hands Across America, and Cisco Systems NetAid. Not only is Ken a mentor for Christopher and I in our business, he is a dear friend and certainly a role model. He's a graduate of Harvard Business School. His illustrious career has included managing celebrities and some of the most important world entertainers like Kenny Rogers, Lionel Richie, Trisha Yearwood, Olivia Newton-John, the Bee Gees, Burt Reynolds, the Smothers Brothers, and many, many more. He is also a movie producer, and he produced an incredible movie, The 12 Dogs of Christmas, which was actually based on his daughter Emma's best-selling book, The 12 Dogs of Christmas. Last year, Ken had his new movie come out, which is The 12 Dogs of Christmas, The Great Puppy Rescue. I've read the book, I loved the movies, and I actually had the chance to go to the preview, which was one of the most exciting events I'd ever attended. Ken, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Appreciate it, Jeremy.
Really excited.
Live up to all that introduction now.
Well, and I only read just a little bit of the introduction. Your full bio will be going out on our blog that we do after the show. Ken, you know, I was so inspired when I met you several years ago at the eWomen event and learned about the 12 Dogs of Christmas and how you had taken your daughter Emma's book and turned it into a movie. How old was Emma when she wrote the book?
She was just 7 years old.
Wow.
And she wrote it on the back of a placemat at Christmas. It was a luncheon just before Christmas with our family. And everybody was older, so she turned over the placemat and started drawing dogs. And the next thing we knew, she wrote this wonderful, charming parody of the song The 12 Days of Christmas. And, you know, that sold 600,000 copies now.
Wow.
With a CD and the whole thing, and it's just great. And, then a few years later, we ended up making the first of the two feature films. So it's been quite an odyssey. It's put her through school since the sixth grade. And she's now, I just had dinner with her last night, she's 23, she's a second year student at UCLA's School of Film and Television, she's a graduate student there, making films as a cinematographer and having a great time, and it's still paying for her education. Amazing.
That is great. I love stories like that. You know, so many people, they dream about writing a book, and it's something that they put on that bucket list and it never gets accomplished. And here Emma, 7 years old, gets her book out into the world. Now, last year, Ken, it was a really exciting year for you because The 12 Dogs at Christmas, The Great Puppy Rescue came out. And boy, oh boy, I got to tell you, it was really exciting to go watch that sneak preview and then be able to go to the premiere. Tell the listeners a little bit about what The 12 Dogs at Christmas is about.
Well, you know, it's real interesting, and particularly this last movie, which will be available this year as well. I just had a conversation with Sony, which is distributing it, and they said it's going to be at every retailer and grocery stores everywhere, actually. It's going to be, which is really nice to hear. But it's the interesting thing about that project, you know, I think the reason it's been so successful, it just hit a nerve. Dogs, everybody, as you know, from all your experiences, dogs are just a universal thing with people. I mean, we have two boxers now, and we just all, our lives rotate around our dogs.
Yeah.
And in Emma's case, you know, from a little kid on, we always had dogs, and she always loved them. And she just was creative, and it shows you that, you know, if you come up with a concept that resonates with people, it's amazing what you can accomplish. And You know, the first movie, I think that an interesting part of this story is the fact that we couldn't sell the first movie to anybody. We tried the networks. We tried the studios. We even went out and I raised the money and we made it ourselves. And then we tried to sell it and we still couldn't sell it to anybody.
Wow.
But we went out and marketed it on our own. And I think we're at 1,000,002 or 1,300,000 of that first. And I'm not talking dollars. Now I'm talking units.
Wow.
We've sold over 1,000,002 or 1,300,000 copies of the DVD of the first one, and that was a tremendously successful project. I mean, no one could believe a small independent film did that well. So on the second one, we had the studios vying for who was going to get to do it, and we ended up making a deal with Sony, and they put up a significant amount of money to make that picture.
Wow.
And although we're not in the black yet on that one, it's just great to have a big-time distributor like that, you know.
Oh, absolutely.
You have to, you know, I tell people, you don't ever turn these things over like we don't turn it over to the studio and then just quit promoting it. You have to really work any project that you do on your own. You've got to get out there and because you can't count on people that are once removed from the project, even though their job is to sell it with the same excitement and enthusiasm that you have for it.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree with you more. I mean, that's one of the, to a different topic just for a moment. I mean, that was one of the things that really connected me to you, Ken, when I was at the eWomen event, and here I was talking to you, and I didn't know that you were going to be the upcoming speaker when Jack Canfield introduced me to you, and then out you walk on the stage, and in your presentation, you have this incredible presentation and teach us all about the magic of threes and how to create an experience and be remembered, and in walks the marching band. And you know,
that's always a fun moment in my. I do it every single time. Even do it. I teach a regular class at UCLA, and I have the UCLA marching band march through the first day. But you know, it's for a good point, and
yes.
As you well know, I'm trying to show people you can't sell anything to anybody unless you get their attention. And to get people's attention, you've got to do something that's unique or special. It's got to have real substance to it. There's got to be something that they want to take action on, whether it's to buy your record or to turn on the television and watch you on TV or listen to you on the radio or hire you or whatever you want, action they want them to take, has to have some real substance to it.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the bottom line is it's got to be unexpected. And on the word unexpected, every time I talk, the marching band marches right in the door, through the place and out. And, you know, then I say, look, you know, now I've got your attention, but where's the marching band in everything you do? Where is your version of the marching band? Where's your wow factor? What is going to get people to pay attention in this busy world with all these things that impugn on our attention, all the things that are constantly demanding that we pay attention to them? How do you get people to pay attention to you?
Yes.
And where is your marching band? And it really makes probably one of the most significant points I have in my whole, many hours of presentation.
Yes, I couldn't agree with you more. And no doubt your movies are doing so amazingly well, Ken, because, as I watch from the sidelines how you're marketing the movies, I mean, your approaches are being put into practice, just as you're saying today, and we've seen that with the 12 Dogs of Christmas. Even when I think about the premiere that you did in Utah for your new movie last year, I mean, just your ability that it was packed. I mean, I don't even think there was room for another dog, let alone another human, and the excitement around.
I think somebody brought a dog. They brought one of the dogs in the movie, didn't they? We had a dog at that premiere, as I recall.
We did. I got my photo taken with the dog star.
Yeah. I really don't ever leave it to chance. You know, the plan basically is get out there and work it from every direction. And, you know, I mean, for example, you know, my assistant Evan is a singer and a songwriter and everything, and he's been recording constantly now and everything, and he's my daughter and her friend just did a tremendous video for him. And I said, when all that coming out? And he said, no, I'm holding it all until I have everything ready to go in multiples. And, you know, that's such a good lesson. I mean, he's gotten it hammered into him by listening to me in class and on the phone and in interviews and stuff. But the reality is that's the way to go. You don't put one thing out there by itself.
Yes.
You just don't. And then the best proof to that, you know, Charmaine, is the example that I often use of Lionel Richie in the 1984 Olympics. Mm-hmm. I was managing then, but I didn't know understand this principle thoroughly. And he appeared at the Olympics in the closing ceremony, did all night long, was a huge sensation. 4 billion people watched it, and it didn't advance his career.
Wow.
1 billion people, mm-hmm. and nothing happened in his career significant after that, until 6 months later, he hosted the American Music Awards, won 6 awards that night. We recorded We Are the World that night. He was on the cover of TV Guide that week. We did several press conferences after We Are the World was recorded. And then he was on the Grammys and won 3 Grammy Awards and performed there. All of that happened in less than a month.
Wow.
Lionel Richie's career took off and skyrocketed. And nowhere near as many people saw all those things as saw the finale at the Olympics. But it was multiple impressions in a concentrated period of time. And that's what people have to understand. Slow down the things that are happening now so they happen later around the central event. Speed up things that are happening way far away so that they come back closer to that. Build around your central event. Make things happen in a day, a week, a month at the very most.
Yes. I love what you're talking about, Ken, and I think this is so applicable for everybody listening, whether you're in a corporate business, whether you are an author, a speaker, a dog lover, an animal rescue organization, whoever's listening, this is such great advice. And I recall, Ken, one of the mentoring classes that I was in with you, you talked about what you're framing for the audience right now and the magic of threes. And I remember you challenging us with homework, and I can't remember what had gone on at the particular time. I think I had won an award, and you know, your question back to me on the email is, Charmaine, what are you doing to make this memorable? What's your magic three? What are you wrapping around this? And it really has become part of our business practice now, Ken, that anything that happens in our business, we make sure that we're doing exactly what you say, and it does produce incredible results.
Yeah, and that's a thrilling thing to me. I can run into people 5, 10 years later, literally have, who say, oh my gosh, you know, the magic of threes, I heard you speak in 1995, and I've been applying the magic of threes ever since, and it works every time, and I'm just amazed, and I'm so pleased, and it's just been something I've used over and over and over. And, you know, I teach people also, you can use it in your personal life. I mean, the story I tell is, and I'll do it quickly, is, you know, about Valentine's Day with my wife, when we were always used to going to the same restaurant, and I had to be out of town that day.
Right.
So I prepared a whole basket of goodies that I left in the front hall for her with a Valentine's Day card, and then I had that afternoon I had flowers and candy delivered to the house, and then that evening she ended up going to the same restaurant with a friend, not another guy, fortunately, but a girlfriend. And I arranged to pick up the meal and sent over a bottle of champagne and a couple of glasses and another card, another Valentine's Day card. And did she call me when she got the basket? No, although I might have been on the plane at that time. She didn't call me when she got the flowers and the candy in the afternoon, although I'd by that time landed in New York. No, but when she got the third thing that night at the restaurant, she found a phone, and this was prior to cell phone days. She found a phone. She tracked me down in New York. She was crying on the phone, saying how much she loved me and how much she appreciated what I did for her. Magic of threes works in every aspect of your life. It's amazing. You can use it in school when you're doing presentations. You can use it in business. You can use it in your personal life.
Wow, what a beautiful story. And I've heard you share that before, Ken. And every time you share that story, my eyes just water because I think it's such a beautiful story about love. And I bet that story gets told over and over and over again by Kathy as well.
Well, it's the greatest example of the fact that the magic of threes works everywhere. I mean, I tell them, hey, you know, you want to date this guy or this girl, you know, don't make one approach from one direction. By the way, there's a very important point to all the magic of threes nowadays, because I developed this way back in the 80s, and nowadays we have all this social media, and so people start to think, oh my gosh, well, what if I tweet and I use Facebook and I use MySpace and I use Instagram? And, you know, maybe that's going to be 3 different things coming from different directions. I don't consider social media works like 3 different directions. I think all the social media gets lumped together so that if you see it on Facebook and you're also getting a tweet on it and an Instagram, that's not really 3 impressions. I don't say I don't tell you not to do that. Do all those, but count those as one impression.
Got it. Okay.
Find ways to do other impressions. And a big thing that I've been preaching lately and really working for people is go back to a handwritten note. Mm. Nobody does it. If you want to stand out. I mean, I had a doctor recently who I went in for a knee problem, and within a week, I had a personal note from him saying, thanks so much for coming in to see me about your knee. We're going to get that problem solved, and I really appreciate you coming to me. It was a handwritten note.
Wow.
I made such an impression on me because nobody does that anymore.
Exactly.
So, you know, a handwritten card, a handwritten follow note of some kind. I mean, I'm a calligrapher, so I can do kind of fancy notes and have fun with it. But any note really works. Anything you do that comes out of the ordinary and comes in that concentrated period of time, you know, find ways that I mean, are great examples of it. And it's truly a magic. There is one of the things people don't realize is there is a magic to the number three.
Mm.
Oh, there's the Holy Trinity, there's three wise men, there's even three little pigs, and three strikes and you're out, and three beats to a joke, and I can go on and on with probably 100 different examples of how three really resonates.
Well, I love that theory, and I think it's something, if there's anything that people walk away after this interview and put into action, I think it should be the magic of threes, because it really does create incredible experiences for other people and really long-lasting results. Now, Ken, one of the things I know about you is you're also a professional speaker at many events, conventions, conferences, corporate award recognition programs. So how do people get a hold of you to bring you into their organization or to the university or whatever type of event they've got going on that's a great fit for you?
Yeah, I have a website, and I've just recently taken on a wonderful agent. She's happening in South Dakota, but like all of us, I mean, I work out of my home now, and she works out of her home. A lady named Kristen Hager, and we're just putting her up this week on our website. But kencragen.com, just kenkragen.com, is a good place to go. There's plenty on me, and if you go to hire Ken, that page kind of outlines the speaking. I'm doing a lot of that now. I found it's picked up quite a bit. The corporate world has gone back to being pretty hot now as a place to speak, and I'm doing a lot of that and a lot of nonprofit consulting. The other part of my work also, as you know, Charmaine, is consulting with nonprofits, helping them raise money and do all kinds of things. And I'm working on a book right now with Tony Robbins about doing well by doing good is the title, and so I'm doing a lot in those areas, in that speaking, teaching. I'm teaching a regular class at UCLA, a career class. But I speak about a bunch of subjects. I can speak about sales, and I can speak about, because the Magic of Threes is really a sales tour, or a lot of times people want me to talk about accomplishing the impossible, We Are the World, or Hands Across America, things like that. But kencragen.com is the place to go for that.
Wonderful.
And they can contact me directly, or they can go to this wonderful new agent that I have named Kristen Hager. She was, you remember Jeff Hazlett from Kodak, the marketing director of Kodak. She was his key person for a couple of years and worked with him.
Wow.
So she's now on board for me, and I'm kind of looking forward to having a great year speaking this coming year. I've already got four or five things booked, and I'm very happy about that.
Well, I'm sure it's going to be a super full year for you. And for all of you listening, if you ever get the opportunity to go to an event where Ken Cragen is speaking, I highly, highly, highly recommend taking in that. I'll tell you, that hour presentation that you did, Ken, and I know I've told you this before, but it was absolutely life-changing for me and our business. And it was dogs that connected us as well, because, of course, as soon as I heard your introduction and the 12 dogs at Christmas, my ears just perked up. And then I find all this other incredible experience and events that you've been a part of. Now, Ken, where can people get the 12 Dogs at Christmas movie?
The movie is available online, but Sony is distributing it quite extensively, both in the U.S. and Canada, and it also is available widely overseas, everywhere.
Wonderful.
In fact, the foreign distributor is doing a great job at this point. We're in maybe 40 countries.
Oh, that's great.
And that's been our biggest income source lately has been from the foreign sales. But we are all over. Sony has. I just had a conversation with a few days ago, and they said that they that every major retailer is making 12 Dogs of Christmas: Great Puppy Rescue a part of their Christmas promotion this year. So
wow.
While I yet to be seen all that, that is the Sony word from Sony in terms of the plan. So it should be available. I haven't checked. Walmart usually carries it extensively. I haven't checked what they've bought this year. I should have. We usually sell either directly to Walmart or through one of their distributors.
Mm-hmm.
And they've done, of course, tremendous at Walmart. The first movie, we probably sold 400,000 or no, maybe even more than that, maybe 500,000 or 600,000 units right at Walmart. So
wow, that's incredible.
Yeah, we've really done well there, and we have a great relationship with them. I've been so busy this year, and as you know, I've just recovered from a severely broken arm, but
recovered
very fast. My therapist said to me yesterday, boy, I got a lot of people younger than you are going to be jealous of how quickly. 6 weeks to be back with full use of the arm is pretty amazing.
That is amazing. Wow. Oh, Ken, I got to tell you, I just so appreciate the time with you and the wisdom you've shared with the listeners and everybody. The 12 Dogs of Christmas is out there in the stores. You can order it from Amazon. We'll make sure that we put the links in the show promo for you all so that you can easily access it, and, of course, in the blog. And Ken's website, kencragen.com, and Cragen is spelled K-R-A-G-E-N. Ken, I want to thank you so much for being here today and for everything that you've done to support Chris and I and our Toby world empire. We really appreciate you.
Well, I love that. You know that. So it's great. Good. It's a pleasure to talk to you, Charmaine. You know what a fan I am of yours.
Thank you, Ken, and all the best. And everybody, I would highly recommend you get out and purchase your copy of The 12 Dogs of Christmas. It's a great way to kick off the holiday season, and kids and families will love it. Thanks again, Ken.
Thank you.
Wow, I love these tips that Ken offered today on the show, and he talked about being noticed, leaving that positive impression. What can you do to be memorable? And the story about the marching band, no kidding, we were in that room of thousands of business women through eWomen Network, and right in the middle of the presentation, this full marching band comes through, winds their way through this big gala event, and talk about leaving an impression. This was the first time I had met Ken several years ago, and people that were at that event are still talking about the marching band and the amazing information that they learned. Now, when you think about that in business, how can you leave a memorable impression? How can you get noticed? How can you have people sharing good gossip about you for years to come? One of the things that we found is that we've all got to figure out what is our own version of what Ken calls the marching band. We discovered on our very first book signing with Toby Sr. when we were signing books at Chapters Store in Canada. That's a bookstore in Canada. And we showed up for the book signing event, and there was about 80 people lined up waiting to meet, not the author, not me, but to meet Toby the dog, who they'd read about in the newspaper, many people who had read the book. And what we did is we took Ken's strategies and put them into practice. Not only did we use the magic of three, creating three events in a very compressed period of time and marketing in that way, but we also created an experience. So we had little dog treats on the table that the children, with their parents' permission, could give a dog treat to Toby. Of course, we broke them into tiny pieces. We created what we call the potograph. So I, as the author, signed the books and then passed the book over to Toby, and he would potograph the book. We had a special stamp made up, and it was a spring-loaded stamp, so he would raise his leg, put his paw on the stamp, push down, let out a few barks, let the stamp up, and there it is. Toby stamp, paw print in the book. And then he got really creative doing things like lying on the book and not
giving the book to the person who just had it signed. But this created an experience. This was memorable. Years later, people are still talking about the Toby Potograph. And with Toby Sr. having passed on now, that Potograph is really special for people to have, and they share those stories with others. The other things we did with the book signing, just to kind of give you an example of how you can create your own version of the marching band to further your business, to further your message. At the book signing, we had a guest book. We had ways that people could keep in touch. Of course, we had the bookmarks, all of the typical promotional materials that a business or an author would have at an event. But with the children, we also had a little version of Toby's paw print created so they could have a little paw print stamp on their hand. Of course, we did that with parents' permission and had the ink that was non-toxic and easy to wash off. And we also had stickers. And this made a very positive experience for the children as well. As you start looking at the new year that's right around the corner, folks, I mean, we are not far off from 2014. Now is a great time to start thinking about how can we make our business and our team message memorable. How can we stand out in front of other businesses to our new clients, but also to our current clients? How can we help create an experience every time we deal with them, from the time that they find us on the internet to the time that they pick up the telephone and call us or meet us at our business location or at a trade show or a conference? So that's the challenge for everyone, is to think about what is your business version of the marching band. The same can apply for a team. What is your team version of the marching band? How can you make showing up to work every single day an experience for people, and one that people share positively with others instead of complaining about the workplace? I would welcome hearing thoughts and comments from all of you listeners about what you're doing to create your own version of the marching band to stand out and be memorable. Post your comments on our Facebook page, The Original Team Toby, T-E-A-M-T-O-B-Y, The Original Team Toby on Facebook. On Twitter, we are Team Toby and the number 2. And, of course, you can find us on LinkedIn as well. And the website, theoriginalteamtoby.com. Stories connect people. Experiences connect people. And all of those are great ways to leave a positive impression in the world. Again, just a reminder for all of you that haven't read every one of Toby's books, they are on special until the holiday season is over. We have our Happy Holidays special where you can buy book sets for the workplace, for the community, for the family, or the children in your lives. And on Toby's terms, we've never discounted the book this much through our web store, but it is on sale for $9.97. We will sign it and ship it out to you. That's on theoriginalteamtoby.com. Until next time, I wish you all the best and success in figuring out how you can use the magic of threes, as Ken talked about on today's interview, to help further your message and your cause, and what your version is of the marching band to help you bring your message to the world in a much, much bigger way. Until next time, let's be kind to one another. Thanks for joining us.